We're interviewing Vic and Mary Reed this morning, who are two of our shepherds at campus. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, starting with how old you are.
I'm 89 years old.
And I'm 88 years old.
And how do you stay young at heart?
By staying involved in a large variety of activities.
Yeah, people have told us that we are devoted servants, which we partially believe. The joy we get when we help others is exhilarating to us.
So I know you've been journeying with God for a long time, and especially working with Vic, I've watched you just keep changing and growing. Can you tell us a little bit about how your journey with God has changed over the years?
In the 60s and 70s, I believed I needed to follow the rules of do's and don'ts, and it all depended upon my own willpower. In the 80s and 90s, I learned that the Holy Spirit, with guidance and God's and Jesus' love and forgiveness, I still drive to do what is right, but am not afraid to make mistakes, but without losing God's love.
My relationship with God keeps changing. Every stage of my life brings me closer. As I have aged and faced some medical problems that made me slow down, I can see God working in my life so much clearer. I find that I depend on God more every day.
Mary, your service puts the rest of us to shame. Your energy, why has that been such an important part of your faith walk?
Well, my main goal to serving is to assist anyone who I see needs help. If I can do something for someone else that eases their load and makes them smile, it fills my heart with joy.
What are both of your favorite ways to serve at campus?
I don't think I really have a favorite way. I would have to say they're all my favorites.
I guess my favorite thing is to support church leadership and staff with making their job better and maybe easier, but giving them time to do what they need to do rather than have it spend time doing menial work, which that I can do. I'm not an eloquent speaker and not learned in the Bible as I would like to be, but I can do things to assist others.
Church, Vic is, you might not know this, but Vic is on staff at campus. He comes to all our staff meetings, has an office, works every week. Tell the church how much you get paid.
I get paid in joy.
So you're a part of our elder family team. How many years have you been doing that?
Since just before COVID, 2020.
Every member of that elder family team really serves a different role, different gifts that they bring. How do you all see yourselves as contributing to the elder family team?
As an elder team, we consider ourselves not eloquent speakers nor extremely rich. Mary and I follow as we can Matthew 25, verses 35 through 40, which lists some of the characteristics of a leader in examples. If you're hungry, you get fed. If you're thirsty, you get a drink of water. If you're naked, you get clothing. If you need if you find someone that's ill or in prison, you visit them. That's the sort of area that I believe that Mary and I fill somewhat.
We're hoping you're going to be elders for another 20 years at least. Do you have goals for your future as an elder family?
I do. In areas that I think I need to improve in is greeting strangers or visitors more, being more bold in doing that. I've progressed a little bit in the last year or so, but not nearly as much as I think I should. Secondly is be more compassionate with those who are sad, sick, lonely, just compassion to anyone in need.
And my answer to that would be to learn to read people's face and actions about how they actually feel, physically or mentally. I'm not very good at doing that. I'd like to learn to do that.
Church, Vic and Mary are treasures at campus. I know that so many of you know that, but I want you two to hear me saying that to the church. We love you so much, and you've influenced far more lives than you realize. And so we thank you for your service here. I'm curious, I would love for the church to be praying for you this week as we've sort of spotlighted you on this Sunday. Is there anything specific that you would love for the church to be praying about in your lives, in your journey with God, as your role as shepherds?
I would like for you to consider me in your prayers for health-wise so that I can be strong enough to do a lot of the things that I would like to.
All right, we'll be praying. We have been praying, and we will be. Vic, you want to bless the church with a prayer before we end?
Dear God in heaven, we feel loved more than I can adequately express for your love. The Holy Spirit continually guides us in worship and service. We are thankful for the fellowship we've experienced at campus. We look forward to the guidance you will provide as we continue serving. We pray that we can lead campus members to grow in faith and love for you and one another. Amen.
Good morning, church. Hey, I wanted to let you know something before I lead us into the communion time. Last Sunday, I mentioned that I'm going to start a little 5-week class on Sunday mornings about the love of God and suffering. Josh Thames started that conversation for us, and I want to keep that going. Quite a number of you have replied and said you'd be interested in that. So we're going to start it this coming Sunday. We'll meet up in room 201, 202 at 9 a.m. Hope you can make it. We'll go for 5 or 6 weeks and see what kinds of things we discover about journeying with God in the midst of pain. So as I'm here to invite you to the table of the Lord this morning as you meet in your homes and with neighbors and friends. And I want to reflect just a little bit on the beauty of what we just experienced by watching or listening to Vic and Mary Reed talk about their journey with God. You had to have noticed that they talked a lot about, and if you know Vic and Mary, you knew that this was going to happen. They talked a lot about their love of serving others in the kingdom of God. And so I want to talk about that as it sort of has something to do with the table and our journey with Jesus. I want to make this claim that when you find people, and campus is full of them, when you find people like Vic and Mary who find joy in serving, who find their faith growing in serving, it's such an important part of their journey. You are witnessing someone who is filled with the Holy Spirit. This is what happens to disciples when the Spirit, when they give their lives over to the Spirit and the Spirit leads them over and over again. They begin to reflect the nature of Jesus because Jesus is the suffering servant. And so when we come to the table of the Lord, We've talked about this before, but we understand that Jesus is the meal at the table. He is the bread of life. We understand that Jesus is the host of the table. We say at campus, everyone's welcome because this is Jesus' table and not our table. And we understand that Jesus is the servant of the table. In the Gospel of John, Jesus gets up from the table with his disciples, wraps a towel around his waist, and washes their feet. He becomes the servant of this table that's so significant in the life of his disciples and will become significant in our own lives. And so my claim is that we come to the table and we understand that Jesus is the servant of the table. It's humbling for us. Peter says, I don't want you to wash my feet. We come to the table. It's difficult for us to receive Jesus as the servant. We also understand that the scriptures describe us as a body and that we're the body of Christ. So that when Mary Reed serves you, Jesus is serving you. When Jesus serves you, he serves you through other members of the body. I think it would be great in your table discussion this morning if, as you share communion together, you share with one another, this is a time that I was really blessed when a brother or sister in Christ served me. I was inspired. I was changed. I was comforted. This is what it did to me. Acknowledging that service is such an important part of who we are and a part of our table practice together. So I want to say something else about that, though. Did you notice, and I haven't seen the final edit, so I'm hoping that it's in there, but Vic and Mary both talked about their desire to grow in a particular area of service. They talked about wanting to do better about seeing other people. There's lots of different ways to serve people. I remember the day that we moved Mario and Lauren Lozano into their home, and they have this really steep driveway, and Mary was in her 80s. She had a big straw hat, and she went up and down, up and down, up and down, carrying boxes. I was about to die. I just kept going because I couldn't let Mary beat me in carrying boxes up the hill. Mary and Vic serve in so many physical ways, but I found it really meaningful and touching that they have a broader view of what it means to serve the body. They want to see people in their suffering, in their loneliness, in their sorrow, in their just need for a small gesture. And when they say it that way, they're saying, I want the Spirit to guide me to see my brothers and sisters. After COVID, during COVID and after COVID, we experienced this thing where two things happened at once. We thankfully, we're able to pivot to an online service. And I love the online service. We're keeping it because it's such a blessing to people that I love. Vanita Davis was here last Sunday, and we hadn't seen her in months and months because her health is not great. And she's able to log in online and join us in our online service. And then she texts me all the corrections to my sermons afterward that week. I love it that we're able to provide that service. But something else happened. We had, and this isn't just our church, but lots of churches had quite a number of people asking themselves, what is the point of attending? Why not just log in online and receive what I'm going to receive via the internet instead of in person? And I want to just gently nudge us in a different direction on this, and that is that gathering together isn't just about what I receive. It isn't just about listening to a sermon or joining in worship. It is that prayer that Vic and Mary offered. It is attending to one another. We live in a big city and we don't see each other very often, but we are very important to one another. Jesus created this body for a reason. We need each other. For some of you who decided, I'm good just being in my PJs and watching online, I'm glad that that's a blessing for you, but I need you. I need you to see me. Mary and Vic Reed need you to see them, and you need them to see you. This is all the heart of the table. When we gather at the table, we see one another. We participate with the servant of the table, our Christ. As bodies, as members of the body of Christ, we participate in his service. So just a little something to think about as we gather at the table this morning, and about the next time we gather as a body and your own participation in that. I hope that you'll be praying the same prayer that Vic and Mary are praying, that you come prepared in whatever gifts that you have to offer something to the body, to see people, and to serve with the gifts that God has given you to contribute to the body. So I want to give you this question that I mentioned a moment ago, but I want to word it a little bit differently. I want you to share at your tables. I want you to finish this sentence for me at your tables. I was blessed when Jesus served me through this brother or sister. It's important that we say it that way, because it's not just, boy, Vic and Mary are amazing. They're amazing servants. No, Jesus is amazing. And I'm blessed every time Vic comes to this office, gets paid nothing, and serves me. It's Jesus serving me. It's Jesus serving us. So I was blessed. We were blessed when Jesus served us through this particular brother or sister. Okay, church, don't forget about that class on Sunday morning. I want to read a Kate Bowler blessing to you as you prepare for the table. Kate Bowler writes, "May you be reminded, church, that maybe you were called for such a time as this, to pour out your great, great gifts for the sake of the other, to work toward this beautiful, terrible interdependence, even if community is much easier in theory than it is in practice. And on the days where you feel like your work is just a drop in the ocean, or you want to throw in the towel because you're far beyond burnout, may joy and delight be yours, my dears. And may it fuel the hard, beautiful work you do. And hey, if you're just beginning a move toward service, may you have the eyes to see the needs in front of you, the places where your gifts and passions and resources meet your community's deep needs." It's a beautiful prayer, and I'll have Lauren send that out next week. All right, church, be blessed in your communion together in your homes, and we'll see you next week.